Chapter 6
Hari Om. There lived once Shvetaketu Aruneya, the grandson of Aruna. To him his father, Uddalaka, the son of Aruna, said, Shvetaketu, go to school, for there is none belonging to our race, my dear, who, not having studied the Veda, is, as it were, a Brahmana by birth only. Having begun his apprenticeship with the teacher when he was 12 years of age, Shvetaketu returned to his father when he was 24, having then studied all the Vedas, conceited, considering himself well-read and stern. His father said to him, Shvetaketu, as you are so conceited, considering yourself so well-read and so stern, my dear, have you ever asked for that instruction by which we hear what cannot be heard, by which we perceive what cannot be perceived, by which we know what cannot be known? What is that instruction, sir? He asked. The father replied, My dear, as by a lump of clay all that is made of clay is known, the difference being only a name arising from speech, but the truth being that all is clay. And as, my dear, by a lump of gold, all that is made of gold is known, the difference being only a name arising from speech, but the truth being that all is gold. And as, my dear, by a lump of iron, all that is made of iron is known, the difference being only a name arising from speech, but the truth being that all is iron, thus, my dear, is that instruction. The son said, Surely those venerable men, my teachers, do not know that. For if they had known it, why should they not have told it me? Do you, sir, therefore tell me that? Be it so, said the father. In the beginning, my dear, there was that only which, being alone, is one only, without a second. Others say, in the beginning, there was that only which is non-being alone, one only without a second, and from that which is not, that which is was born. But how could it be thus, my dear? The father continued. How could that which is be born of that which is not? No, my dear, only that which is was in the beginning, one only, without a second. Being alone, thought, may I be many, may I grow forth. It sent forth fire. That fire thought, may I be many, may I grow forth. It sent forth water. And therefore, whenever anybody, anywhere, is hot and perspires, water is produced from fire alone. Water thought, may I be many, may I grow forth, it sent forth food, earth. Therefore, whenever it rains, food is then produced. From water alone is food produced. Of all living things, there are indeed three origins only. That which springs from an egg, that which springs from a living being, and that which springs from a germ. That being, that is, that which had produced fire, water, and earth, thought, Let me now enter these three beings, fire, water, earth, with this living self, Jiva, Atma, and let me then reveal, develop names and forms. Then that being thought, Let me make each one of these threefold, so that fire, water, and earth should each have beside itself an admixture of the other two. It entered into those three beings, Devata, with the living self only, and revealed names and forms. He made each of these threefold, and how these three beings become each of them threefold, that learn from me now, my friend. The red color of burning fire, Agni, is the form of heat. The white color of fire is the form of water, the black color of fire the form of earth. Thus vanishes what we call fire as a mere variety being a name arising from speech. What is true are the three forms. The red color of the sun, Aditya, is the form of heat. The white of water, the black of earth. Thus vanishes what we call the sun as a mere variety, being a name arising from speech. What is true are the three forms. The red color of the moon is the form of heat, the white of water, the black of earth. Thus vanishes what we call the moon as a mere variety, being a name arising from speech. What is true are the three forms. The red color of the lightning is the form of heat, the white of water, the black of earth. Thus vanishes what we call the lightning as a mere variety, being a name arising from speech. What is true are the three forms. Great householders and great theologians of olden times who knew this had declared the same, saying, "No one can henceforth mention to us anything which we have not heard, perceived, or known." Out of these three colors or forms, they knew all. Whatever they thought looked red, they knew was the form of heat. Whatever they thought looked white, they knew was the form of water. Whatever they thought looked black, they knew was the form of earth. Whatever they thought was altogether unknown, they knew was some combination of those three beings, Devata. Now learn from me, my friend, how those three beings, when they reach man, become each of them threefold. The earth, food, when eaten, becomes threefold. Its grossest portion becomes feces. Its middle portion, flesh. Its subtlest portion, mind. Water, when drunk, becomes threefold. Its grossest portion becomes urine. Its middle portion, blood. Its subtlest portion, breath. Fire, that is in oil, butter, and so on, when eaten, becomes threefold. Its grossest portion becomes bone. Its middle portion, marrow. Its subtlest portion, speech. For truly, my child, mind comes of earth, breath of water, speech of fire.
"Please, sir, inform me still more," said the son.
"Be it so, my child," the father replied. "That which is the subtle portion of curds, when churned, rises upwards and becomes butter. In the same manner, my child, the subtle portion of earth, food, when eaten, rises upwards and becomes mind. That which is the subtle portion of water, when drunk, rises upwards and becomes breath. That which is the subtle portion of fire, when consumed, rises upwards and becomes speech. For mind, my child, comes of earth, breath of water, speech of fire."
"Please, sir, inform me still more," said the son.
"Be it so, my child," the father replied. "Man, Purusha, my son, consists of 16 parts. Abstain from food for 15 days, but drink as much water as you like, for breath comes from water, and will not be cut off if you drink water."
Shvetaketu abstained from food for 15 days. Then he came to his father and said, "What shall I say?"
The father said, "Repeat the Rik, Yajus, and Saman verses." He replied,
"They do not occur to me, sir."
The father said to him, "As of a great lighted fire, one coal only of the size of a firefly may be left, which would not burn much more than this, that is very little. Thus, my dear son, one part only of the 16 parts of you is left. And therefore, with that one part, you do not remember the Vedas,
Go and eat. Then wilt thou understand me.
Then Shvetaketu ate, and afterwards approached his father. And whatever his father asked him, he knew it all by heart. Then his father said to him, As of a great lighted fire, one coal of the size of a firefly, if left, may be made to blaze up again by putting grass upon it, and will thus burn more than this. Thus, my dear son, there was one part of the 16 parts left to you, and that, lighted up with food, blazed up. With it, you remember now the Vedas. After that, he understood what his father meant when he said, Mind, my son, comes from food, breath from water, speech from fire. He understood what he said, yea, he understood it. Uddalaka Aruni said to his son Shvetaketu, Learn from me the true nature of sleep. When a man sleeps here, then, my dear son, he is one with being. He is gone to his own self. Therefore they say, Svapiti, he sleeps, because he is gone, apita, to his own sva. As a bird when tied by a string flies first in every direction and, finding no rest anywhere, settles down at last on the very place where it is fastened? Exactly in the same manner, my son, that mind, the jiva or living self in the mind, after flying in every direction and finding no rest anywhere, settles down on breath. For indeed, my son, mind is fastened to breath. Learn from me, my son, what are hunger and thirst. When a man is thus said to be hungry, water has carried away, digests what has been eaten by him. Therefore, as they speak of a cow leader, a horse leader, a man leader, so they call water, which moves and carries away food, causing hunger, leader of food. Thus, my son, know that this body is a sprout which has sprung up. For this body could not be without a root, cause. And where could its root be except in food, earth? And in the same manner, my son, as food, earth, too, is an offshoot, seek after its root, namely, water. And as water, too, is an offshoot, seek after its root, namely, fire. And as fire, too, is an offshoot, seek after its root, namely, the true. Yes, all these creatures, my son, have their root in the true. They dwell in the true. They rest in the true. When a man is thus said to be thirsty, fire carries away what has been drunk by him. Therefore, as they speak of a cow leader, of a horse leader, or a man leader, so they call fire udanya, thirst, that is, water leader. Thus, my son, know that this body is a sprout which has sprung up. This body could not be without a root, cause. And where could its root be except in water? As water is an offshoot, seek after its root, namely, fire. As fire is an offshoot, seek after its root, namely, the true. Yes, all these creatures, O son, have their root in the true. They dwell in the true. They rest in the true. And how these three beings, Devata, fire, water, earth, O son, when they reach man, become each of them threefold, has been said before. When a man departs from here, his speech is merged in his mind in his breath in heat, fire, heat in being. Now that which is that subtle essence, the root of all, in it, all that exists has itself. It is the true. It is the supreme self, and thou, O Shvetaketu, art it.
Please, sir, inform me still more, said the son.
Be it so, my child, the father replied. As the bees, my son, make honey by collecting the juices of distant trees and reduce the juice into one essence. And as these juices have no distinction, so that they might say, I am the juice of this tree or that, in the same manner, my son, all these creatures, when they have become one with the true, either in deep sleep or in death, know not that they are merged into being. Whatever these creatures are here, whether a lion or a wolf or a mosquito, that they become again and again. Now that which is this subtle essence, in it is the self of all that exists. It is the true. It is the universal self, and thou, O Shvetaketu, art it.
Please, sir, inform me still more, said the son.
Be it so, my child, the father replied. These rivers, my son, run, the eastern like the Ganga toward the east, the western like the Sindhu toward the west. They go from sea to sea, that is, the clouds lift up the water from the sea to the sky and send it back as rain to the sea. They become, indeed, sea. And as those rivers, when they are in the sea, do not know I am this or that river, in the same manner, my son, all these creatures, when they have come back from the true, know not that they have come back from the true. Whatever these creatures are here, whether a lion or a wolf or a boar or a worm or a midge or a gnat or a mosquito, that they become again and again. That which is this subtle essence, in it is the self of all that exists. It is the true, it is the supreme self, and thou, O Shvetaketu, art it.
Please, sir, inform me still more, said the son.
Be it so, my child, the father replied. If someone were to strike at the root of this large tree here, it would bleed but live. If he were to strike at its stem, it would bleed but live. If he were to strike at its top, it would bleed but live. Pervaded by the living supreme self, that tree stands firm, drinking in its nourishment and rejoicing. But if the life, the living self, leaves one of its branches, that branch withers. If it leaves a second, that branch withers. If it leaves a third, that branch withers. If it leaves the whole tree withers. In exactly the same manner, my son, know this. Thus he spoke. This body, indeed, withers and dies when the living self has left it. The living self dies not. That which is that subtle essence, in it is the self of all that exists. It is the true. It is the supreme self, and thou, O Shvetaketu, art it.
Please, sir, inform me still more, said the son.
Be it so, my child, the father replied. Fetch me from thence a fruit of the Nyagrodha tree.
Here is one, sir.
Break it.
It is broken, sir.
What do you see there?
These seeds, almost infinitesimal.
Break one of them.
It is broken, sir.
What do you see there?
Not anything, sir.
The father said, my son, that subtle essence which you do not perceive there, of that very essence this great Nyagrodha tree exists. Believe it, my son. That which is the subtle essence, in it is the self of all that exists. It is the true. It is the supreme self, and thou, O Shvetaketu, art it.
Please, sir, inform me still more, said the son.
Be it so, my child, the father replied. Place this salt in water, and then wait on me in the morning.
The son did as he was commanded. The father said to him,
bring me the salt, which you placed in the water last night. The sun, having looked for it, found it not, for, of course, it had dissolved. The father said, "Taste it from the surface of the water. How is it?" The son replied, "It is salt. Taste it from the middle. How is it?" The son replied, "It is salt. Taste it from the bottom. How is it?" The son replied, "It is salt." The father said, "Throw it away and then wait on me." He did so and said, "The salt is there all the time." Then the father said, "Here also in this body, forsooth, you do not perceive the true Sat, my son. But there indeed it is. That which is the subtle essence, in it is the self of all that exists. It is the true, it is the supreme self, and thou, O Shvetaketu, art it."
"Please, sir, inform me still more," said the son.
"Be it so, my child," the father replied. As one might lead a person with his eyes covered away from the land of Gandharas and leave him then in a place where there are no human beings, and as that person would turn towards the east or the north or the west and shout, "I have been brought here with my eyes covered, I have been left here with my eyes covered," and as thereupon someone might remove his bandage and say to him, "Go in that direction, it is Gandhara, go in that direction," and as thereupon, having been informed and being able to judge for himself, he would, by asking his way from village to village, arrive at last at Gandhara. In exactly the same manner does a man who meets with a teacher to inform him obtain the true knowledge. For him, there is only delay, so long as he is not free from his corporeal state. Then he will reach perfection. That which is the subtle essence, in it is the self of all that exists. It is the supreme self, and thou, O Shvetaketu, art it.
"Please, sir, inform me still more," said the son.
"Be it so, my child," the father replied. If a man is ill, his relatives assemble round him and ask, "Dost thou know me? Dost thou know me?" Now, as long as his speech is not merged in his mind in breath, breath in heat, fire, heat in the highest supreme self, he knows them. But when his speech is merged in his mind in breath, breath in heat, fire, heat in the highest supreme self, then he knows them not. That which is the subtle essence, in it is the self of all that exists. It is the true, it is the supreme self, and thou, O Shvetaketu, art it.
"Please, sir, inform me still more," said the son.
"Be it so, my child," the father replied. "My child, they bring a man hither whom they have taken by the hand, and they say, 'He has taken something, he has committed a theft.' When he denies, they say, 'Heat the hatchet for him.' If he committed the theft, then he makes himself to be what he is not. Then the false-minded, having covered his true self by a falsehood, grasps the heated hatchet. He is burnt, and he is killed. But if he did not commit the theft, then he makes himself to be what he is. Then the true-minded, having covered his true self by truth, grasps the heated hatchet. He is not burnt, and he is released. As that man escapes the heated blade, so does the subtle essence, even as all that exists, has itself in it. It is the true. It is the supreme self. And thou, O Shvetaketu, art it?
He understood what he said. Yea, he understood it.